Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, y'all seen the subject, who controls the music industry? And this brother has some serious websites that he be sending me to, and I mean, can't get no more revealing than that. But as you know, before we get into that topic, let me hit everybody up, thank everybody who's been giving encouragement. Oh man, we've been having some people calling us, connected. I had Dr. Ngimi email me his newest video. It's on dryboneconnection.com. It's called Malcolm New Congo. And I think y'all need to watch that. That came from Dr. Ngimi. And he will be coming on the show. He's going to be in the Congo. It's serious, y'all. Y'all heard him on here? We ain't bringing no slouch people. We are bringing people who are going to be in the trenches. He will be back with a report on Africa. As you know, Africa is becoming highly under siege by all forces. And so keep your eyes open because, you know, they still got Buku Kuku running around talking about he's the new Bin Laden in black. So we find out now that he's CIA'd and it's not what we think it is. Also, I had the privilege of talking to Reverend Pickney, and he is going to be on as soon as he gets this mission lifted, which will be tomorrow, hopefully. And so y'all shout out to him. Give him a call, those of you who have his number, because tomorrow he's in court. And I'm going to let him explain to you, sad to say, we just had to destroy for lack of knowledge, the people who came to the rescue. I'm going to let him tell you the people who had to come to his rescue. Amazing. Anyway, he's going to be in court tomorrow, so we'll get a word from what's going on with him after his court hearing. Hopefully, we'll hear the good news that he is able to come back onto the internet and exercise his Second Amendment rights. All right, but let me get into what we do. I'm not going to tell y'all nothing to believe. I'm going to tell y'all what y'all need. And that's something that's on you if you. Okay, can y'all hear me? I'm going to bring him over up back in here, because just in case, let me get you in here now, brother. Stay with me. Can you hear me, brother? Montu. Montu, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
All right, stay on there just in case. We got another.
Yeah.
Y'all. I was naming the judge that went crazy and threatened one of the people that he's supposed to be administering law to the point where he told him he's going to kick his ass and take him in the back. And if y'all look on the internet, y'all, look at that judge. He looks like he is drunk, everybody. I'm serious. Y'all need to look at that. And this is what's behind these benches. So let's get that straight. Now let me get to do what I always do. And I think we need to keep this thought. If we see that we are under some type of, I say, masterful spell, y'all call it what you want, where we have lost the truth, we have lost the justice. I mean, this is physically happening. This ain't just me talking. We are physically manifesting the total annihilation of truth if we don't start talking about what's going on. Justice, totally being taken out. There is no harmony. I put on my Facebook, The Purge 2. I think everybody need to go on and look up The Purge 2 and look up the trailer, and you're going to be surprised what they're talking about letting this movie do. It's unbelievable. Then you have balance. How can you have balance, man, when they're doing transgender sexuality? They are now coming on with a show called Transgender. On what channel? BET. All right? Then we have reciprocity. If you don't think what you do to others ain't going to come back, and maybe you don't remember what you did to others because it was so long ago, that we don't have a perspective of what happened to these kingdoms that we are talking about. Order. We out of order. There is no order. When a judge has to be taken off the bench, there is no order. And, of course, that means righteousness. And because of this, what is perceived to be righteous is now become wicked. Now, these are principles of morality given to us by the ancestors, which are carved in stone in thousands and with three behind them, years ago. Thousands and three. Can't even go too much for us. That's how far this is, and they still standing. We still have people touring there from all over the world looking at these prolific monuments of the ancients. And you tell me, maybe we are not in the Maya. But anyway, tonight's show, I want to give a shout out to, she's running for school board, Irene Case. She's going to have a big fundraiser in St. Pete. I hope to get all the information. And y'all need to support. These people ready to go. You cannot win any war without young people, everybody. If you think that you can win a war without young people, sadly mistake. You better look up the art of war. You ain't winning one without young people. So that must be said. Hope that we'll get the information for that and we'll be able to all attend that in the area of St. Pete, Tampa, Lake Wales, Lakeland, and all the surrounding areas. We just want to make sure that everybody is understanding. These shows are put together for you to listen also to the website. If you listen to our show and go to the website and get the Grand Master, I call them sisters, that have laid their foundation down for truth, and look at them, and it all start coming together, because these shows all come together. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connections. Nothing we have not talked about that has not been happening in this world today. It's the micro, macro. Look that up. Just like you think what goes on in your house is going on in this world. You got chaos in your house, expect chaos in this world. In doing so, we all love music. I know I do. I play the drums. I love it. We are beat rhythmic people. One of the biggest genre of music is rap. Y'all know the history. If y'all look at the slide presentation that we have on the on Blog Talk, you will see all the rappers I know I grew up in love, and then you will see today's rappers. But tonight, my brother Montu Himotep gonna bust open. You can imagine it, because if you do not know this, you need to look up the seven. And one of the seven liberal arts, it has harm. Archangel Michael. Energy is music. You feel the cosmic energy of the universe. So that's why the love of music is universal. And it's over the whole canopy as the goddess Nook has given us. Now, what's happening to the music? I got young people. Y'all got young people. It has transformed. And he's going to explain the transformation, how the music is transformed. Y'all heard this before, but we're going to put another spin on it for y'all, because, see, it's even deeper than that. They're committing music genocide. You say, what the hell are you talking about, man, music genocide? Let's just say, if they can make you kill your babies through Planned Parenthood, then definitely they can do music genocide. So understand that quite well. So in the meantime, what they're doing is using the most popular music on the planet, which is rap music. Now I'm going to read this in, and then he's going to start it up. This is... I got this lovely blog. I'm going to give credit where credit's due, because if y'all go and look up what I have under here, it came from Westwood Blog. Go and look it up. Westwood Blog. Brother put together a nice article. It's very short and precise, and I'm going to use it right here. Common knowledge that the popular music industry is dominated by a few huge companies, sometimes referred to as the Big Three. Remember I said three again? Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Music Group. It used to be four, here we go with four, until EMI was subsumed into, brought into the three. And now, before that, it was five, then it goes into six. See, these people play number games on us, not even realize what we think, what they're saying to us. Five, six, you know, three, and so as time goes on, the music market has become more and more restrictive in choice. You can actually make a consumer. See what it says? You can actually make as a consumer. It says the other top 25 charting hip-hop singles in 2013, Universal Music Group had a hand in 20. And when you look at the hip-hop landscape, the reality that one company completely run the game is on one company. Is almost unavoidable. Here we get good, y'all. Cash Money, Def Jam, Aftermath, Rockefeller, Good Music, TDE, and Bad Boys are all in Universal Stable. Most heads will tell you that it's unequivocally that the monolithic music industry is almost and has been a problem in the rap evolution. You hear what it says? Evolve. Evolution. Evolve. Evolution. They have a control over the evolution of this particular music. And as hip-hop has become more and more commercial, certain traits that have always been a part of the rap has been elevated to primary importance. Key, he says, materialism, misogyny, ultra-masculinity, to name a few. Because these are the qualities, for whatever reason, that makes the money. So they said these are the qualities that goes along with the Mayat saying the righteousness. So if your qualities is like this, materialistic, misogynist, you have taken out the female principle as a whole, and you are now in a male-dominated, misogynist system who is controlled primarily, because I am into the skin game with feminine, masculine, you're only in masculine. So you cannot have a music that will be uplifting. It will only be debased. And when it's debased, you are not going to make it. Come on in. And what is actually going on? We've seen a lot of come on in. Let us.
You bet. Brother Dry Bones, you ready?
I'm waiting on you, brother.
Brother, you're breaking up, so that's why I don't
know. Yeah, I'm ready for you, man. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Well, here's the thing tonight, people. I think we need to have an open mind when I talk about stuff. Realize that it's a bigger picture that's going on, that we've had the wool pull over our eyes. The power elite has turned us all into sheep. They are the shepherds, and they like the flock very stupid. And what they've done is they have us under control musically, politically, dealing with our educational systems. This is a conglomerate of massively powerful people. But what we have not come to the realization is we still haven't figured out who the enemy is. I never forget listening to Brother Bobby Hemmett. You know, I hope that his health gets better. He had a stroke, so people send your energy out to that brother. When he put out that these people have handlers, they have the ability to control people, and they have people under control. He had an episode where he talked about Dave Chappelle, how these rappers have these managers. The majority of them are of the Khazar. And if people know, that's our code word, descent, Khazarian.
That's right. The Khazar, the code word, y'all. So
they have their handlers. Dave was told through Bobby Hemmett that Dave Chappelle had told him, and probably other brothers, that they have to check in. Like slaves, like they're on parole. When they was going to bring this thing to NYC, all the rappers were going to come. A couple of the rappers, RZA and a lot of them brothers, heard about it. All of a sudden, they got the call. They couldn't show up. Now, why is that? Suppose these black entrepreneurs, a.k.a. what For Reals calls them, the new black. I call them the new slave black.
Go ahead and finish.
Because they're telling these people these lies. They're telling people that now their new blacks have power. Well, why is it that I keep seeing the same handlers running these new Negroes who ain't nothing but the same old Negroes who shuckle and jive? And it's time to pull their skirts up and expose them. Now, the problem with our people is we're afraid to expose people. Go ahead, bro. What'd you say?
No, I'm saying, but who are these people? When you say handlers, we kind of waiting now. Who are these handlers we talking about?
Well,
there's so many ways.
Well, I'll share with you this here, brother. At first, I didn't want to say some of these people's names. One name I'll say tonight, and I may go on and say the rest of their names, because this stuff is public on the Internet unless you know where to go. One of the main key people we're here tonight is a very powerful man, Jimmy Iovine. If everybody's heard him in the radio and on TV, this man controls pretty much all of the music industry now.
Mm-hmm.
You just seen him and Dre, Dr. Dre, just give the ability now of Beats by Dre over to Apple, and these guys get positions at Apple and make Dre almost 700 and something, almost close to a billionaire.
Now, hold on, stop there. Why don't you stop there? Because on Drive Bones Connection, we put that on the air. It's not even by Apple. It's by the Carlyle Group.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all go on there, you'll find the Carlyle Group, everybody, was the one who purchased the beat that gave Dre, Dr. Dre, the money to, that is phenomenal. He's in Oberlin now. But go ahead, continue. So y'all just look that up so you know what we're making, so you can look it up. Go ahead.
Now, what you just heard Brother Drybone say is a lot of our people keep thinking that these, I call them models, Magic Johnson, Dr. Dre, any of these other clowns, stop believing that these ditties, that these clowns own Ciroc, they somehow own Beats by Dre. Stop saying that foolishness. I call them models. They are nothing more than marketing franchise pimps. The real power is behind the scenes. These guys ain't got no power. If they daddy, I'm going to tell you who they daddy is, tell them to jump out of a hoop, them little niggas will jump right out the hoop. And I will say this tonight. Everybody know me. I don't hold back. I'm going to say some stuff going to be hurting people's feelings. I really don't care. Because it's time for somebody and some men and women stand up for the truth and stop bowing and compromising to these sick pieces of garbage. So what I'm going to expose tonight, you can do your research.
Go ahead. Let me hear what you got for them, because I know that there is a lot of people under the belief that we have power. Now, Dr. Claude Anderson, heavy-duty economists, have all said that we are almost going to be a permanent underclass. Now, I told you, and he's going to explain more, it has to be a reason why they keep showing us materialism, because it's hypnotic. Materialism is hypnotic to the human mind. And so they know this, and that's why, go ahead, brother, and finish where I'm going with that. That's why the brother was called God.
Well,
now, you got some clips. Don't you have some clips of them actually saying this?
Well, I definitely do. And what we're going to listen to right now is you're going to listen to a young brother that was under Good Music, which is under Kanye West, okay, which is under Roc Nation. His name is Charles Hamilton. He was on Sonetta TV 7. Amazing, this brother was, I think, in Harlem, if I'm not mistaken.
Harlem?
And
that's right.
They ran up on him. They didn't run up on him. He was walking. They probably knew who he was. There was a cat with him. The person I named to this man, he's God. He's the closest thing to God on earth. This is what this stupid Negro said.
Yeah, let me hear now. This is what
I'm going to let you hear it. It takes probably about 5 minutes, and I'm going to cut it off, and we'll come back.
Okay, go ahead. Do it. You got it ready?
Yes. Here you go.
You know, the tradition I was thinking, it's all making that street hop. I was making little songs. And Jimmy Iovine told me to make folk type music. And I was
like, who's Jimmy Iovine?
Exactly like Bob Dylan.
Who's Jimmy Iovine?
Jimmy Iovine is the closest thing we got to God. Jimmy Iovine is the closest thing we got to God on this earth. I'll throw a record in. Jimmy Iovine. Jimmy Iovine.
I'm not gonna play it. I'm just gonna paraphrase what he said after that. Now I'm gonna go back before I go on to what he said. He said that Jimmy Iovine was the closest thing we have to God on earth. And what you haven't heard yet, that it takes a little bit more to say, he has on tattooed on him Satan. Okay? People must understand Jimmy Iovine is a high priest of the Church of Satan. Now I'm not talking about no cartoon characters demon in the ground crap. I'm talking about Luciferian doctrine. Ain't got nothing to do with no devil. That's stupid stuff. That's for the deaf, dumb, and blind, the idiots. These people are so much in control. They are God. And he didn't explain what God means into the Masonic world. It means generator, operator, and destroyer. And that's what these people are. And because we don't understand this, and we don't understand where we start sending our young black men to these pedophiles, I said it, pedophiles. And if any nigga don't like that I say, then you must have got a problem with it. Pedophile. So most likely this young man has probably been messed with. And definitely Kanye West. And then you wonder why they start wearing tight clothes like a girl and turned out to sleep and sell their soul. And I ain't talking about no stupid Christian.
Okay, now hold on. Let me get on that, because this brother said he was in the camp with Kanye West, and I noticed that Kanye West seems to be trying to get us to believe he's married to the biggest prostitute in the music industry. So everybody knows Kim Kardashian is all over the place. I mean, that's fake. So it could sound like a front to me of her because being that Jimmy Iovine seems to
be... Let me add to that, brother. Because where you're going, I'm going, it is a front. He has a lover over there in England or somewhere, or Italy. He was some designer, okay? People got to understand, do the research on this guy. Kim Kardashian is a freak. Her mama's a freak. They good with strap-ons. That's why they get these black dudes, because they're gay. And they're confused. And what they do is, these girls, they satisfy. And that's why, if you notice, they start getting these white girls. Now, they got crazy black girls doing it now, too. But they get those white girls first because they turn these niggas out. And then what happens is they get caught up in the strap-on game. Do some research. Her mama was one of the biggest. Her mama was a hold of O.J. Simpson. Whole family. God dang it. Bruce Jenner is having a dang sex change. This dude is transitioning to a woman. Go look at some pictures of this dude. She turns out men left and right. So what's going to happen here, you don't understand. These young black boys are involved with it. So that's what's happening. He's just as messed up, man. They messed Kanye West up a while back, man.
Now let me go a little further, because me and you were talking. You gave me some more information, and I told everybody I just found out Arsenio Hall got cancer, and I was like, that was strange. After one, and didn't figure out why, because they claimed low weight, but you turned me on to some information that was said on his show. And I know we may not have it, the clip, everybody, but I have it on Facebook. If y'all want to look at it, go to Facebook. You'll be able to see it. Where he had brought Suge Knight out on the stage. And he went after one of the most prominent news anchors in America, Brian Williams, y'all. Listen to what I'm saying. He went after Brian Williams to the point where, now I'm going to give you the reason why, then we can get back into it. They were doing a survey of the number one nighttime shows, and he was never named. So he got into it, then he realized he was not named in another one. And he's the only one, y'all. I'm gonna give him some props because he's the only one that held his own. He held his own to Johnny Carson. And so he felt bad. And then he brought Suge Knight on. And brother, you seen that, right?
Yeah, I seen it, brother, and I got it right here. If people want to hear it real quick.
Yeah, give him a little piece. Just a little piece. Yeah, give him a little piece of it. Give him a little piece, y'all. Now listen to this.
Let me speed it up where he's at. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, but this was got Arsenio, in my opinion, off the air, because when you don't show a person in two surveys that were national, and he was not in one of them, and they had people who didn't even have good shows, it was like they were telling him something. Now, he went, I guess, haywire that night and realized what he said, and believe me, it's going to be rough on Arsenio because of the fact that because of these control mechanisms that give these elite blacks money, and everybody want to keep their money. I know how that feel. You want to keep your money. In order to do so, they feel necessary. Why would I help you? Because, hey, you messed up in this game. So that's the way it's looked upon. And unfortunately, you know, he probably be compensated. But, you know, everybody know Arsenio was in that world himself. You know, and this is what's going on. They are using this. Remember we talked about the Greeks, everybody? I have to give Sorcetti, who I found out was number one in doing the debate up in New York on Sarnetta TV. And I always said the knowledge, the facts outweigh all of the rhetoric. Because rhetoric is just, but when you got some facts with documentation, you know, it's hard, y'all. And we got to stop being sentimental, man. If you find out the shit is not right, jump up in the sky and say, thank you, whatever. You should be glad to find out if you are in the wrong direction. That's like a compass. You want to be in a compass going in the wrong direction? That ain't what's happening. So be glad when somebody happy to tell you something. Especially if they say it to you nice. Like, look, brother, sister, I want to show you something. You know, it may not be what you've been told. And boom, now we're going to have some shows on how to approach some of our people because they almost there. But see, repetitious FCAT training, which means learn by rote, has them always guessing on what we're saying is true because the monitor TV got them saying it. You got it, brother? You got it already?
Yeah, I've been ready.
If you don't,
I've been letting you go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right, let's go, man. Yeah, get it ready. Yeah, because we got a lot to go. We got some people coming on later. I got my brothers from down here.
All right.
I hope it's L. Go ahead.
Oh, it's on right now, brother. Hold on.
You know, ground ink is more expensive, maybe. You know, and that's why I just let it go. You can't get hung up on this stuff. It's 2014, and I'm thinking, like, just let it go. Don't, nobody reads the paper anyway. Papers are past that. And then, last night, NBC ran this little story.
The time slot will now be fought over by two Jimmys in a day, along with all the other media out there sticking it out for the turf Johnny Carson used to own outright.
Now, let me say this here. He showed all of them. They didn't even show his face, okay?
Right.
That was one kiss in the face. Now, let's go when Suge Knight gets on here. I'm going to let people say, I want to say a little bit after this here. Okay, here
you go, right?
Here. Tonight.
I hate this black man who's going to come and stand here for me. Thank you for appreciating my presence. I hate to be the angry black man, but I've noticed in all these articles they never mention me. If there's something you could say to Brian Williams and the world of journalism and maybe ask him to improve, brother?
Well, as far as I look at it like this, you're the West Coast. So we're going to give him so many days, so many hours to get it right. And he wants to apply, either you apply or you leave.
Oh, change it or resign?
Or resign.
We might just be kidding, Brian.
If you notice, Suge don't hold back his what he says. He says it from the heart.
he's well connected, because if he wasn't well connected, he'd be dead by now. So
that's right.
He says a lot of stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, shoot. Dang it. I didn't mean to go that far, you know. And later, another episode, Brian Williams comes back and apologizes to Arsenio. I actually seen that episode. But what we got to understand is what is going to happen to black folks that we got to understand is that we're going to catch a lot of flack because Obama's in there, even though he's placed in there. When black folks start talking like this, there's powerful European descent who are in high power. That'd be like, I know that nigga didn't just say that. Did you just hear that nigga didn't say that?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that. Right. Arsenio Hall actually was going to be brought in for another season. But somebody got that get right call and canceled that stuff. Okay? So what we got to understand is, why is it that anytime a black person stands up, for some reason, he gets shut down now? Now, this was in the Bush era, he might have got away with that. In the Obama era, getting a lot of backlash now. A lot of backlash.
Yeah. Well, let's go even further. Let's go further, because you got some more footage for us to hear that goes on what we're talking about.
Okay.
With all the hysteria with what you said earlier about these rappers and stuff and these companies that they portray, we found out that Jay-Z only had like 0.1% of the net. It was like cracking up. And they also got celebrities like Little William Sisters. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, but it's made to look like they have a lot when really it's such a small percentage. And so they are kind of like a poster child, or almost like you say, they just like advertisement. They're just human advertisers. So I mean, I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just saying this is what seems to fuel this economy is black people making other people rich. What do you think about that?
I think what's happening is they give a false, or basically they make people believe that people have power, and they give them a false hope that these people really are in charge. And then what happens is they pull the rug up on them. I'm going to give you some names, people, and I will keep showing you the pyramid that these people still keep going back to. This guy, Jimmy Iovine. And before I'm over tonight, I'm going to give you some very powerful people names. There's three powerful people in Hollywood that are part of the Velvet Mafia. I won't call the other name, because if I say the name where they are, I know some Negroes going to get mad and they be calling me names, talking about me, all kind of crazy stuff, because they're probably in it. But
go ahead.
They're part of the Velvet Mafia. Huh?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I didn't hear you, brother.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you... they're part of the Velvet Mafia, very powerful people run Hollywood. And when you start seeing this one person name I said, it's right back up the same thing. The problem with Jay-Z, and people don't know about this, Jay-Z is getting ready. If this does happen, if he breaks up with Beyonce, you will probably see one of the biggest divorces of all time. It is going to probably go down. And when it happens, it's going to blow people's minds. Because that's been a facade for quite some time. Jay-Z really does not run it. Jay-Z was one of the ones. I'm going to show you how this all went down. If people remember when Suge Knight first came out, I'm going to show you why I keep talking about Suge Knight. He's probably the only one of the couple black men that stands up to these evil people, because he was a part of them and they sold him out. That's the reason why Suge went to jail. And I'm going to show you a clip of him talking about Jimmy Iovine again. And he's going to say that's why he went to jail. Now, why is it that when Puffy was up in the club and he wasn't busting no guns, that was really shine? How he don't go to jail? The same thing them niggas did to Tupac. They did the same thing to Shine. All of a sudden, something happens with both guys. These people there, all of a sudden, they try to get split up. They got high-powered lawyers. They send Tupac to jail. They sent Shine to jail. And why do we keep seeing the same little nigga right there in both of them? You know what I'm talking about, Puppy. You keep seeing the same dude. How is that? And guess where he's at now? Interscope Records.
Mm.
He went from Clive Davis. He left Sony first because he didn't have no money. He went to Sony after Bad Boy went down. He went to Sony. He got paid off with Tommy, you know, Mottola, the real mafia dude. All these dudes mafia. Then
the one Michael Jackson.
That's right. That's Sony. He got a big payout, million some dollars when he was dealing with Mariah. Then all of a sudden, I'm showing all these people, man, why do they send Puffy to Sugar jail, but Puffy stays out? You know why? The safe nigga. The safest nigga. The nigga that ain't going to bust a grape. Okay?
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
So, go ahead, I mean, pretty much some of this week I've been seeing over the years that it's coming into the same people, the same scope. But I'm starting to realize that, and I'm sure most of you who are listening right now realize that it has a pull now that is drawing our young men, and I hate to say it, but it makes them into doing a lot of what it calls illegal stuff that they really, that music says a lot. I listen to it and hear some of the things that I say to myself, man, at 15, talking about blowing somebody off and, you know, jacking them still. They still saying jacking them for stuff now. So you think that these people that you're talking about as powerful is making it from the top, the energy of all these people, you must get a deal only if you go down this road. And that's it. If you don't go down this road, you ain't going to make it. And they got so many of our brothers and sisters believing that they're going to be rappers. That's another thing. If you ask a lot of these young people, they think they're going to be rappers still. I mean, really, it's a lot of people think they're going to be rappers. So how do you see that changing if they, you know, keep the same hierarchy, which seems to be there for, you know, I don't see it going nowhere soon. What you think that is going to be going on? Because you got some more footage for us to hear. What you think that the Puffy and them, are they going to explode themselves? Because it seemed like when I heard that videotape, see, okay, go ahead and tell me why.
No. Well, here's the thing, brother. They have the power now where they are going to influence everybody from entertainment, sports, social media, colleges. They have an agenda. And because people don't read, and let's put this out here, brother Drybone. Me and you have been in this conscious thing. I've been in it since I was 12 years old, 12 to 10 years old. I'm 40-something. Uh-huh. So I ain't no just came into consciousness. You've been in this for a long time, too. So I study these people, master what these people are about. So I've seen the agenda. I've seen it in the 90s, 80s. I've seen it. Thank God for the Internet, because now all the stuff I was reading is all there. But the thing we have to understand, will these people ever wake up and fight against the powers? Never. You know why? They got backdoor treaties. And they have them in love with that fake money, that in-debt money, and they will kill you for it. They'll get your own family to do it. So,
yeah,
the thing about
that's what I'm hearing. Everybody's saying about that sacrifice and all that, and we know Whitney Houston, you know, Michael Jackson, we had a show on him. But my thing is, I'm noticing that we are becoming more and more androgynous. If you've seen the basketball player, and you know, this had nothing to do with his basketball game, but the way he dressed the other day, I think it was Durant, they have him on Facebook, and he's dressed real crazy. And so
I'm glad you said that, because that I don't be on here to hurt people, man. And I listen, man, we got family members, man, that's in that stuff. And I ain't mad at nobody, man. But when you see people pushing this stuff on young kids and young men, do you know that they got these designers, that's that old Kanye garbage, that they have these designers getting these dumb Negroes to wear that kind of that stuff? How do I know? Because even my dad, I can't believe he's seen this. Oh, what's the nigga down there in Miami play basketball? Not LeBron. What's the other one name? Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade.
Right.
Dwayne Wade, I think last year, wrote some stuff, man, that was unbelievable. When my dad was watching, he said, oh, yeah, son, you know, ain't no big deal. A designer made him put him. I said, oh. And I walked away because I'm like, uh-huh. There we go. They're pushing the agenda, okay? And they can get these fools to do it because they paid for it and bought. They still bought. So I'm looking at it right now. So there's no way in PTL I would have walked out like this and like this, man. But these niggas are getting paid. They're paying them. It's very simple.
Now, in the music industry, being that we said earlier, has a lot of power. Now, we're going to start letting people get into the call soon. I see if you want to get into this call about who controls the music industry, feel free to hit the number one, and we'll try to bring as many of you in and get as many of your calls. If you have a question or comment, try to make it to at least 2 minutes, y'all, because we want to get the people in here, and then we'll try to fit everybody in as it gets towards the end. But the designers have always been of the gay persuasion. What I'm starting to see now is they're using this masculine energy power into everything, into sports, which you mentioned, because sports have a lot to do with in the music industry because they get hyped up off their rap music. And to have so many people coming out in football and basketball. Now, let's be honest, everybody. Y'all all know somebody in church. Y'all know people on the job is gay. You hang with them, you know them all your life, and you have not had no sexual urges for them at all because you just work with them and know them. But this agenda is making, and even gay people that I've talked with have said that this is over the cuff because they're saying that the new black is gay or the new gay is black. That means that this particular group is getting civil liberty considerations for some strange reason. I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background, man.
You better be
so you can. Yes, you. You only one online. So yeah. So this is going to be something that needs to be looked at because if this everybody is going into that direction without us not having nothing to do with it, then you have to ask yourself, it's bigger than what we think because there's no way anybody, and I'm sure he can go and comment, that can say that gay people are discriminated against. They're some of the most richest people on the planet Earth. There's no discrimination. Maybe you might have a little bit here and there, but far as the wealthy, if you look up by wealth, they are the most wealthiest group on the planet. So I don't know if anybody noticed this, but there is definitely an agenda to promote this masculinity movement. So, bro, what you think is going on and what you see happening then? What you see in your, and since you follow hip-hop very closely, what you see that's going to be changing or it's going to stay?
Let me say this here, brother. And I think we've got to understand that these power elitist Khazars, what they do is they use the same tactic they've been using always. It's called exploiting people. Okay? But this last one they're exploding is real dear to their heart. Because I'm going to go ahead and anybody on this here, if I end up missing, which I ain't because, let me tell you, we ain't touching enough people. If this was out to the masses, I probably have to worry.
But, now, don't worry about it. If it's on YouTube, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Who are you putting on first? Let us know what you're getting ready to put on so people could who you getting ready to put on.
Well, let me show you this here. I'm going to give you part of who the Velvet Mafia. And this all streams back to the first person name I said. David Gaffin, if you know Gaffin Records. Ray Starks, Calvin Klein, Aaron Spelling, Steve Tass, Barry Diller. Oh, everybody should know Barry Diller. That's The Simpsons, who has been on the air for, probably the longest running show. And Sandy Gallagher.
Yeah.
Guess who he was? He was the manager for Michael Jackson. Oh, and guess what? He looks like Romanelli. And on top of that, this is nothing. This ain't even nothing I'm making up. You can go on the internet and get all this stuff.
That's
but
right. Making up.
Huh, brother?
No, I said you ain't making up because it's right there. Everybody got the ability to see it. It's called the internet.
Now, here's the thing. Let me get this out real quick, bro. And then we can let people come in. Because I got enough firepower for anybody going to be coming up with this far-fetched stuff on the phone. The thing is, they were trying to destroy the family. They have been trying to destroy the family all along. They tried to come after the white folks' family with what? The flower power era. You look back, you see them same folks were a part of that, trying to attack the family. They do not like men and women together at all. At all. These sick perverts hate it. And if you do some research on these guys, They hate it because they wanted their stuff to be the norm. Now, look at the nigga that was sitting there with Martin Luther King. Let's go back. Another agent, Martin Delaney. It's not Martin Delaney, excuse me. Let me get the real name. Excuse me. Bernard Ruskin. Why was Bernard Ruskin beside Martin Luther King, which his real name wasn't even Martin? Why was he there? Because that's the same sucker that was right around Gandhi, who was another agent for the British intelligence. Now, how did this clown come way over there and get over here and come with this nonviolence? Because that's the crap that these power elitists love, niggas. Nonviolent. Don't hurt nobody. Then they blow your brains out. But then if you check out Martin Luther King, when he was talking to Harry Belafonte, it came to a spirit that he said, I think I am putting my people into a burning building. But see, when he caught his mind and he talked to them brothers in Chicago, he started sounding like Malcolm X. They said, kill this nigga. Now, you cannot make a deal with the devil and think you're going to come out. And I ain't talking about no fantastic old devil and no dang ground. I'm talking about these white folks, elitists, because and not just them. It's other ones, too, because they go on the Russian names, too, and England, too. Let's stop playing this game with all this shit, because, you know, we talk that because we just say that as a code word, but it's bigger than them. So we've got to understand, people, they are out to destroy the family. They are out to destroy black folks already. They can use us like a fool because we're stupid. We need to have a show showing how stupid. Let me show you how stupid we are. We push up the Buffalo soldiers. Did you know the Buffalo soldiers, the poor people who were the Native Americans because we were here too, but the ones that were there saying, I can't believe that you would fight for the people that is doing us wrong. And they
that was wrong. Yeah.
In the dang Civil War, here we had guns, we fighting for the enemy. How can us people be smart and do something that stupid when we should have been shooting them suckers in the head? Now, I want somebody to tell me that don't look stupid.
Hey, I want somebody to call in and tell us. No, that's history. Huh? See, hold on, y'all. Hold on. That's history, y'all. We're not making this up. There's letters from Geronimo. There's letters from different indigenous tribes that were just as black as we are, said they could not figure out why this group would come to the West, shoot up everybody, kill everybody. It was fierce, almost like the soldiers for the Moors, who were called the Black Guards. They were fearless. They would just kill for who they were told to kill for. And this is what's happening, too. Now, let's get back, because you got another clip. I want to keep on that clip. Let's go to that clip you have next week.
Let me go to the clip here with Suge Knight talking about what Jimmy Iovine did to him. And we've been saying this since the 90s. Watch what this brother says and see if this ain't amazing.
You go right ahead. Let's do it. Listen, everybody, please.
One of the people I asked, Kobe, what did y'all talk? I felt honestly, you know, I'm going to do it. All right, well, so I asked Kobe, people do not demo this. Honestly, we do it. We do it right. That's so. I put that same get out, so it makes sure I take it from easy. It's the same shit.
Okay.
basically
yeah.
knowledge. You heard what he said. Easy showed him the game. Then he said he took it from Easy, which he did. Okay? Then, now you see Jimmy Iovine sitting around with Dr. Dre and him wearing summer clothes. Man, this thing, he's sitting there. They just stole. That's why they had to send him to jail. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't have been able to steal Dr. Dre, and they was trying to steal Dr. Dre. See, this thing is a master plot, people. And what's going to happen is, once Dr. Dre has done a lot of old freaky stuff with this dude. So he's good. He's good forever. If you ever hear these niggas say rich forever, code word, okay? Because you probably heard Usher say that stuff, rich forever. Whenever you hear that, oh, they done signed that deal in blood. And it's blood in and blood out. And it ain't coming out unless you're dead as a doughnut. So
yeah.
You got to understand what these people are doing. I'm going to tell you, let me drop this here too, bro. Y'all been seeing Justin Bieber. Somebody released that tape. They're saying it's Usher released it. Someone here made Usher mad because Usher is his baby. That's his dog. I'm going to tell you another nigga right behind Usher. I'm finding out Will Smith is one of his mentors too. Y'all people got to understand, these are pedophile rings. These guys, you got to understand the Greek-Roman culture. These men love little boys. And you better understand what they're doing in these sick, behind industry. Hollywood, you ever hear people talking about even going to West Hollywood? They are sick. They are mad. Nobody wants to go to West Hollywood unless you're in that lifestyle. It's worse than San Francisco.
Well, we're actually, no, nothing's worse than San Francisco. The new stomping ground is Atlanta, Georgia. I think everybody better check the water. I tell everybody, check the water, and the CDC is right in Atlanta, Georgia, y'all. That's the Center of Disease Control. And if you do your homework, you find they do have what is called a gay bomb that will make men have estrogen levels, and we will go into a very different style. These people are using everything to bring this agenda in because it's the science. It's all this knowledge. Let me get some callers in here because they've been here. And let's take some calls. Comment, question. I'm going to go to 8848 first, and I'm going to make it down the line. So comment or question.
Yes, hi. Good evening.
What's up, sister?
How are you? Good, and yourself? Well, when it comes down to the industry, I've never seen the industry this bad, okay, as it is right now, because at least when it came down to, for example, you know, the devil worshiping behind the scene, It was always the rock, you know, the heavy metal rock artists.
Yeah, the rock groups.
Yes, rock groups that would expose this. But now it's gotten to a point where it's everybody, pop music, you know, hip-hop music. In reference to Kyan, it was so funny when the brother was mentioning about how he's, you know, effeminate. Because there was this designer, homosexual designer, the other day in the television, all decked out, all, you know, with makeup on and everything, speaking about how Kanye West is not afraid to portray that feminine side of him with his clothing. And then he started, exposing Kanye West with like skirts and long T-shirts that, you know, were very, you know, very loose. Like, and I never really realized this. What I feel that the marriage whatever is happening that they have coupled them, you know, Kanye West and Kardashian, whatever. I think she's a whore anyway. both of them, I feel that it has to do with a ritual. It's the elite that have told them to come together because it's a ritual. You know,
Hold on,
they they need to come together because there is and also there's a brother. I wanted to say that there's a brother.
And make it brief. I need to get the other caller now. Make it brief. I got to get the other caller. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. There's a brother that goes by Forerunner. He says that the one that is behind every event, the global event, okay, of everything, you know, it has to do with the Black Pope. So the Black Pope is the one that's really on top of this pyramid.
Oh, we'll get into that.
And the
We're going to get into that in a minute. Let me get some more calls now. Let me get to 888-557. I got 88557. I'm trying to hit y'all up real quick. Yeah, comment, question, and kind of make it brief so we can get all the other calls if you win. Go ahead.
Greetings, Brother Dry Bones, and thank you for having Netu Hotel. Thanks for having Netu Hotel back. You know, I can bear witness to a lot of the information that the Brother Netu Hotel has shared with us tonight. If you will. And any of your listeners, if they will, go to InFocusEntertainment.com. That's the letter N, all one word, the letter InFocusEntertainment.com. That's my uncle's company, and he's been in the recording industry and music business for well over 25 years. And if you go to InFocusEntertainment.com and you hit the tab about, you'll see his staff and a little bit about my uncle, Mark Hill, and this is Brother Sean Hill from Tampa, Florida. I went to an NBC Universal party back in 2012 and met a lot of celebrities, you know, what have you, did the whole red carpet thing. Went to parties down in Burbank, Glendale, California. And, you know, I've sat and listened to my uncle on conference calls, personally speaking, talking, and negotiating with David Geffen. Right now, my uncle has a show on Access TV, cable network, and everyone knows that that's a cable network that's owned by Mark Cuban. So, I've met several celebrities and those entertainers.
Tell us what he told you, because now you got me wondering what he told you.
I talk to my uncle on a regular basis, often, you know, like twice a month. You know, we catch up on family things. But, you know, the most revealing experience that I had when I was out there, and like I said, in 2012, was concerning, like, what David Hotel said about the contracts. And how they do the deals for the license. Most people don't know every time they download an MP3 file. First of all, MP3 stands for the Motion Picture 3. David Geffen, David Katzenberg, and Steven Spielberg. Every time you download an MP3 file, that's a license. That DreamWorks Studios, we've all heard of them. The Motion Picture 3, like Mitchell Hotel said, the Big Three. And my uncle, his current contract is with NBC Universal for his show on Access, on Mark Cuban's network, Access TV. I've been to the parties. Like I said, I've seen how these guys operate. I've listened to conference calls. And anytime.
They didn't have you in the party doing some crazy stuff now.
let me ask you a question real quick.
We are definitely going to have to get together because I can share a whole bunch of things with you.
Hold on, brother Dry Bone. While I got this brother on, definitely got to get up, brother. The one thing that we got to understand, and I'm so glad you're here to confirm, because a lot of people here, they be like, oh, y'all crazy, y'all making this stuff up, yada, yada, yada. But they must have forgot when, what's the boy's name? John Travolta. When John Travolta got, I think this was in Atlanta, when what happened, if you remember hearing about this, he said who was in the power structure. Now, he's got to watch that stuff because he's right there in the bed with him. And this stuff is so big. I wish people really understood this. And I could go into more information. We definitely got to get up, brother. because it's mind blowing. And
let me get some more. Let me take some more calls. I know that because it's like 401. Let me get some more of you guys. Here, let me get. They've been waiting a long time. 7777. Come on in. We're gonna take a few down the line. Y'all just keep them. Let me get him in. 777. You next. Make it. Please try to make it brief, man, so we can. You know, no more than 2 minutes.
Okay. Good evening, brothers. Like I say, good presentation and good information from Brother Montu, and making it quick.
Yes, he's doing.
I think the Hollywood and the edutainment, again, to piggyback off of your famous word, all it does is just to distract, keep the masses that are already dumbed down to keep them in that state of mind. And this dog and pony show that they have with some of these selected individuals, we can't lose the fact that a lot of these individuals pretty much have willingly sold their selves and their soul to the program and the format. The Suge Knights, the PDDs, et cetera, these type of individuals. We have to pretty much put them in the context that they have chosen to go along with the program, and we can't really lay blame on them per se, but other than just put them in a category and basically just protect our children, protect our culture from this type of mindset, and know that these people willingly chose to pretty much go along with this program in deception. And pretty much leave it at that. We're not raising up characters or personas to pretty much counter this type of programming in terms of just pushing forward individuals that are upright men and women, young women and men, or we're not pretty much praising those that are pretty much going against the counterculture. For some strange reason, they tend to use the wording of urban or with the famous, I guess, more popular terms they use to describe artists, whether you're popular or mainstream. They use these different codes to kind of keep the divisions in place. Somehow, basically, we would have to pretty much take control of the classification of these type of personas, especially blacks that are in this industry, and pretty much call them to task. Just to kind of end right there on that note.
It's kind of hard when I tell people, because everybody loves music, and the quickest way now we get the music so freely is by downloading it, and of course every download we don't realize goes to one of these people that is actually promoting it. So we have to start looking at the music ourselves, especially parents. The reason why we brought this up, because we were thinking that, you know, us adults know pretty much what's going on with the rap game. We've seen it for a long time. But this generation here, the one that has that phone in his hand, the one that can hit that button and go straight to the video. See, we didn't have it like that. We used to have to wait for Yo MTV and all that stuff to come on. It was segmented at a program. Now, it's on fire. Let me get this brother here, or sister, on 1144. 1144, you out there?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro? How you feel?
I'm outstanding, bro. I'm outstanding. It's been a good show. I've been on all the times with your brother. This is Brother Akhenaten, man.
What's up, Brother Akhenaten?
Man, it's all
hotel.
Good.
Hotel.
I'm just going to make it. I mean, there's so much that I could say, brother. You know, we were talking the other day, in fact, and a lot of science was dropped and a lot of information was shared. Of course, we in the conscious community and those of us that are conscious are picking up on things all the time, patterns, you know, things we've seen before, we've heard before, happening again, you know. And so as we grow, we're always constantly growing. Whatever we pick up on, we share with each other. You know, and so I just like to tell the people that are on this call that this idea of consciousness and this is awakening that you must undergo, it's a process. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to bring yourself to a point understand that what you've seen, heard, felt, taste, and understand to be real may not be real. And that in itself is very difficult for a lot of people. So, you know, I'll say two things, and that is being brought up the way I was brought up, that you got to clear the path between your consciousness and that power that's greater than you, because all those different religions and all those different things, all those things were forms of mind control. But you got to make a personal connection to a power greater than yourself. Okay. Mm-hmm. And anything in between you and the planet, anything in between you and the planet is making it difficult for you to survive, is necessary for you to survive on this planet. You got to stop. Answers that you seek, all the answers that you seek, people, are already with you. You've already had all the answers. All these guys we're hearing that's got power and all this other kind, they do, because we give them power. Okay? If something, a brother, I'll say this finally, and I'll end, there's a brother in Ethiopia that dug up a young girl. They say they carbon dated her 3-point-something million years old. That means that that child had a mother and a father. And somebody lived 3.3 million years ago for us to live today. You understand? So if you can look like your father, feel, look like your mother, have hair like your mother, the DNA has been passed on. It's in your blood. Everything that whatever was in the beginning is with you now. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to clear yourself of all these different distractions, all these people that consider they have power, because, wait, man, the sun goes up, the sun goes down. The sun will still be after all these people are gone. You understand? It's a system in place. Understand that you have the answers. It's in your blood. Your grandmama gave it to you, your great-great-granddaddy, 3 million years ago, it's been passed down in your blood. You know what I'm saying? But you got to purge yourself of these things, brother's talking about. Okay, so I'll leave with that, brother.
I'll bring you back in when we get some more calls. I'll bring everybody back in and we're gonna discuss this even more. So I got 1-877. Are you out there? 1-877. You had your hands up. All right. You may not have your hands up. But let's go back and conversate some more. Hit the number one if any of y'all who want to come back on the line, because there's a lot of you at the bottom one, and I appreciate you just want to listen, because that's what Conversation Talk Radio is about, listening, taking notes, looking up the information, making sure we are being as close to accurate, which I consider 98.1, but 98 is about as good as you probably can get with most people. But let's talk back to Montu. Montu, now, you remember that.
I remember.
And I know you know, I witnessed how much you love hip hop, because you the one turning me on all this old school, which I was already into. But you know how the hip hop in the early stages was very fun, conscious, fun loving, not a violent, you know, no tone. I noticed from the East Coast, and that's the East. You think it was systematically set when they seen the West Coast, which had a lot more going on with the police routine and more of the, even though police brutality is everywhere. But when they came out with Niggas With Attitude, NWA, those same people that we're talking about that had that, seemed like they took that vehicle right there, that Niggas With Attitudes, and they made it to what it is today. And it's like they spread that atmosphere to all the rappers. They have to have an attitude, going to jail. It's street cred now instead of a man who take care of his family. It's, you know, being arrested multiple times and now becoming, you know, the way to be or way to, you know, I'm cool now, I'm bad, you know. And it's still going on to this day. We only had some hip-hop problems not too long ago. So tell me what you think about that. West Coast put up to this and they fell for it as well. I mean, because hip-hop was not like that in the East Coast first.
Okay, let me break it down for everybody. Everybody a 70 baby born or raised in the 80s, 70 baby. Let's look at the fact. When hip hop came out, it was an expression to get the people in the New York City from the gangs. It was a way, that's when you had break dancing, hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop is actually a science. It's real deep. You go to Brother Professor Griff, he breaks it down very good. You've got some very good books out, check his website out. But it's a science. It goes back to our history. It goes back to our ancestors dealing with the ancient Kushite
Nile Valley civilization, dealing with the five elements. People have to understand that that was a system. Now, what happened? You're going to hear this word called culture bandits. That's not a new word. But culture bandits who children were there at the in the conception, the same people I kept talking about at the beginning, those are the ones that sneak in who pretend that they have your same plight, black people. They say they've been under bondage like you, black people. And those are the same ones that, creep in. And those are the eyes and ears for the other elitists who look just like them. So what they did was, because they was at the beginning, Def Jam, they was there already there. And hip-hop was fun-loving. They had some little bit of rah-rah to it, but it was fun-loving. And when they had their battle rap, that was a way for two men to battle without killing each other. It started to affect the communities. Because if the kids weren't killing each other, crime rate ain't high. But guess what? By the time we start getting the Public Enemy and all them fight the power, we got the time where the Rodney King rides, we standing up, everybody took off the dookie chains, went to the African medallion, we started loving ourselves, and all of a sudden, them same culture bandits said, wait a minute. We got a brand new industry coming out. It's called the prison industry. Now, I got a document. Well, it ain't a document. Actually, it was a copy on Facebook. Somebody put it up. Didn't say his name, because if he said his name, he'd be dead. But he put it up, and there was this meeting between some record executives and producers. And the guy said he went there because a friend invited him. When he invited him, he went to this location. I think this was in L.A. And what happened was, he said he seen some people that didn't look like record industry people. They was in suits and all this. And like, he never seen these people. So this guy, his friend, stand up and saying they got a lucrative business coming down the pipe, brand new business, and it'll be dealing with the prison industry. And we need the music to change from positiveness to negative. Hoes and bitches, killing and murdering. This dude and some of his other colleagues stood up, some of them stood up and said, we can't be a part of this. They were ushered out. This dude's friend told him, you better not say nothing, okay? Now, this meeting went on with some people who stayed. Probably people I'm telling you, it's probably some of the people that stayed at that meeting, okay? Now look at the prison industry. We have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Majority of them are either black and then Latinos. Now, why is it that? And why is the music so vicious towards their own people that look just like them? It is not talking about fight the power, go up into the suburbs and shoot nobody. It's talking about in your neighborhood, kill your own brother at all means, love the money, hate your women, and make babies. And we talking about, oh, that's just black folk cover. Why are y'all always talking about conspiracy? Conspiracy because that man who put that article, he said, I hope the people who was else at that meeting, please come forward. Please come forward. It ain't going to never happen because they'll kill him. So, yes, brother, it was done systematically. Yes, they brought niggas with attitude to combat Public Enemy. Yes, they did it, and they still in power to this day. Them same people that did that. And they don't care about nobody that looks just like them. They don't care about
nobody. Hold on. Let's look at that now. Isn't that strange? The main characters, let's look at this, y'all. We got to analyze. We got a think tank going to be started up soon, and we're not going to discuss it, but you'll be getting your emails for those. But here we go. The same niggas with attitudes are some of the most richest. Ice Cube, and I do like Ice Cube, but you know, hey, you got to play it the way you fake it, and fake it till you make it. So he in there. We already know Dre in there. Eazy-E dead. MC Yella, I don't know what happened to him, and MC Rem.
But they kill Eazy-E, so go ahead.
Yeah, so we got Eazy out there. Now, they making a killing. Then we know that West Coast fight, they need to have left brain, right brain activity, which means it's warm with each other. That's why they picked East and West. Notice how they use location to bring apart a tribal thinking, the West Coast, East Coast.
Let me say this here. When is the big battle going on with the big countries? East against West.
Right.
West
right.
against America. China.
Right.
The same game.
East. Same game. So using the reference, y'all, and then Same thing. And now, look what's going on, everybody. They have now gotten to where the people that was in the rap doing all the yelling and screaming, they are the executive princes and little princes and princesses that's running now the company or pretending to run the company. Those same radical ones that was calling niggas this, and we shoot the police and fuck the police. I remember they were saying, look at this. Ice-T, who was saying fuck the police, now is an actor as a police. See, this thing is a dynamic, y'all, and they know how to do it. That's confusing to everybody who said, man, so I know you got to make a living. I don't care about how people eat. That's what you got to do. But I just want y'all to see the dynamics and how they mess with the brain. And to now.
Hey, let me say this here, bro. It's the real funny people that all the people that was there with Pac, who was Pac Finn, supposedly, when he, before he died, all the niggas ran. Dr. Dre ran. Snoop was halfway there, a half in, half out. Ice Cube was nowhere, you know, I mean, he never really was. I mean, they knew each other. Ice T, they was out there and they did a thing on Saturday Night Live. Why is it everybody was in that whole Death Row thing? All, they all of a sudden were gone, just disappeared. Why is that? Is that just very strange that all of a sudden one man goes down, the other man gets killed, and all these other guys just disappear? And they're all now around each other. 2000, you know, you had Dre Day and all that Chronic 2000. Isn't that real funny that all of a sudden these people came? Have anybody put the pieces of the puzzle?
Well, the pieces are coming together. It's coming together, and that's why we like appreciate you coming on here and continue to give us this knowledge and decode what's going on in the music industry. Before we start bringing in more calls, I'm going to announce I got some good shows that are going to be coming up, everybody. On Monday, I will be confirming I will have Brother Sharif, who used to be with Yosef El. We're going to talk about some things about his new procedures of why he felt he had to do what he had to do. And so we're going to be talking with him, and then we're going to have Dr. Reverend Pickney, and we should be having, if confirmed, I will announce that soon, hopefully Dr. Neely Fuller, but we're working on that strong. But back to this, because it's not going to worry about it. Hip-hop, is, you see all LeBron, all the Heat, go Heat tomorrow, all the football players, everybody listening to this music. Billion-dollar industry. Billion, almost probably half a billion to trillion, half a trillion. It's all nations.
Hey, brother Dry Bones, I just want to say something just came to me. Remember they said that rap wouldn't make it 20 years, 10 years? Remember they said that?
Yeah, long it wouldn't last.
Mm-hmm.
That what they said. It lasted so much that even other nations of the earth are emulating our young brothers and sisters with the, you know, the baggy pants. Everything is being emulated. Now I want everybody, and I'm gonna start bringing this up, a few of y'all back in. Those of you, you're gonna have, you got 35 minutes, so you make your mind up if you want to get into this. We're starting to see on these shows, the Grammys, the American Music Awards, Super Bowl, pure rituals that are being beamed out through these stadiums and at the same time being seen by millions. And if you're looking at some of these symbols, y'all, you don't realize they're putting you in a ritual state. Brother Himmel, Montu, tell me, and you're know about rituals. These rituals are really to make usher in something. They're ushering what you think? What do you think they're ushering?
Well, here's one thing we got to understand, and I'm going to say this here very simple, and I'm going to drop this here knowledge, and I want everybody to, once I tell you where to go look at this stuff, this will blow your mind. The reason why they do these rituals is you got to realize you got to get the masses. And they know the television is a frequency that gets straight into your higher subconscious. It goes past your eyes. It hits straight into that gland that people don't want to talk about. And they know that's how they got to cast these spells, okay? So these rituals are done. The problem our people keep thinking, the majority of people say, oh, they just did a ritual there. I would tell anybody on this planet, you do a ritual every Sunday. You do a ritual from Monday to Friday, and you do a ritual on Saturday. okay?
Yes,
they're
right.
Doing rituals every
That's
day.
Right.
So they got the masses. Oh, my God, they're doing one ritual. Man, you're a ritual every day. These people have a ritual with the words you say. This is not
right.
A
Monday.
I mean, you dropped the jewel on Brothers Explain. I think you did with dealing with the AEIOU. Now, people thought that was
That's
crazy
right.
when you probably said that. But that was a ritual that if you get every kid to say this every day and they have something to energy in, this is what these people are doing. But the masses of our people are sheep. They don't know nothing. They don't have a clue. And then if the people like us talk to them, they think we crazy. No, y'all crazy. Because they got you believing that garbage. So what they've done is they have made up mass rituals every day that people don't know they're a part of and that they do. Every time you go to the movies, that's a ritual. Every time you listen to a certain song, that's a ritual. Every time you go into religious stuff, that's a ritual. Well, why are they legitimizing 3D? They're legitimizing 3D because that gets even deeper into your subconscious and can control you almost like a robot. That's where the TVs are going.
And I think that's the real key, man. We talked about this before with these new shows. They got a show where there's a black police officer. He's an android. We used to see the $6 million man. That's actually real now. I mean, we grew up seeing the $6 million man. We grew up seeing some of these different type of fixtures of human beings, trans, the Borg. But people, it may seem sci-fi, but they are actually on a mission. You look at the Council of Foreign Relations. You look up the Carlisle Group. You start to realize they have a thing about people becoming androgynous. They want to merge into this new transhumanism mentality. Rap music, as of lately, has been doing robots, are playing instruments. Of course, you have a lot of the female rappers or female singers. Beyonce was putting on mechanical suits. That came from a play called Metropolis, which was a Masonic play about you better look that up, Metropolis, and she played that character. Even Michael Jackson had played it a few times in some of his things. So he became aware, and he became afraid of what it was doing. He knew the music industry was going to do something deadly. And if you don't know that song, They Don't Give a Damn About Us, if you go to the Brazil and you look at what they're doing to the Brazilians, all in the name of soccer, they are killing them. They have taken the indigenous now are shooting arrows, and they're coming in just like that movie, The Avatar, with heavy flying equipment and taking them out. I want y'all to know that. They are using the movie Avatar and doing the same to these little dish because they had to put the stadium, everybody, listen clearly, in a rainforest. The Soccer World Cup is going to be in the rainforest. And I guarantee you they'll have those rappers. All the major music stars will be doing commercials soon. But they won't tell you that they killed and murdered hundreds of thousands to clear that land to make that stadium. Remember, I just said it's in the rainforest, everybody. So this is how powerful the music industry has come from something that was entertaining to something that is a force to be reckoned with based off the harmonics. And, you know, they always say Lucifer had harmonics. But Lucifer is not what you think. He's going to talk about that in a little bit. Lucifer is a higher degree of control. It means enlightenment.
You want me to drop something on here, bro? And
I'll say this here.
One thing that we got to understand is take the spookiness out of these people. That's one thing I will give the Nation of Islam, what Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Fawad was trying to do. They knew that our people were guinea pigs to Christianity. They knew that was a bastardized religion that was screwed up. It originally wasn't bad, the original one. So they had to come at them with Islam, but it had to be different from Arab Islam. It had to put you right back in the godhood. The thing that people have to understand is when you take the spookinism out, you see the real picture. This devil, this real devils, not, you know, evil people, they have to keep you with a mystery guard. You're still searching. Don't really know. You're just out there, I believe.
And they love that because if they can leave you deaf, dumb, and blind, they can run all kind of scams and put all kind of spells and hexes on you, and you won't even know what's happening. I mean, they're good at it. I give it to them. They're awesome deceivers. But because they can't code their own book because it's a codex book, I ain't going to say the book because they would be crying if I say that tonight. If they understand what a codex book, they would know that those codex books is a magic book. Play spells and everything. Now, what these people do is they can use every book that they've put together, and it does all the same. Now, the only way you know you've been hexed is you got to first be awakened. How is it when a woman has you spellbound, have your nose wide open, you can't see nothing from the front to the back? All your friends can see it, but you can't see it because she got you spellbound. It's the same way, people. These people play mind games. Same exact thing. How do they do it? They do it with sigils. Sigils is magic. But they, you don't understand what a word sigil turns in. Turns into syllables. Okay? Kabbalism. Kabbalah. They don't even know that they're Judaism that they're pumping up in the air. It's a low version of Kabbalism, which is go back to ancient Egypt, but these people are using it evilly. Remember, the gun ain't evil. It's the person behind the gun. Okay? Then they got subliminal messages, which is advertisement and media. Watch what you read, and watch what those advertisements they flash across. Remember when they used to tell everybody in the movie theaters, they'd throw that drink in front of you, and then all of a sudden it hit your subconscious. And then all of a sudden, damn, I'm thirsty. Well, I'm hungry. Because they didn't hit your consciousness, they hit your subconscious. Now let's go back to these beats, these AOA beats. These are not regular drum beats. These are frequencies. That brother, Charles Hamilton, I let y'all listen to, he broke that down. I couldn't let the whole thing run. It took too long. But it's not regular drum beats. These are frequencies that hit
because they're electronic. Yeah, but they're because they're electronic drums, too. And they have, they're not the actual skin.
Right, right.
So let me show people this and show some people age. If you remember back in the 80s, this group gave a name, Club Duvo or whatever you kind of something. They used to come out with these synthesizers,
Club,
and nobody liked them because it was almost
Club Nouveau. Club Nouveau, yeah. Man. Club Nouveau.
Yeah, no, Club Nouveau, and then these other ones, they had these little cone-shaped things on their head. And I can't think of their name, but they always had these synthesizers. Deep. People hated it because people were into instruments. The people who were in the instrument seen that this was going to take down playing music just by being able to play. Now you can get some clown that ain't never played nothing in his life with a dang computer, and he ain't there making beats and can't play a lick of an instrument. Nada. See,
and you know
technology
what? I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because we talked about this, those who play instruments. And you can almost say a DJ now, and y'all know this to be true, the DJ now will make more than a band. Actually, if he's a well-known person, he probably get $1,200 himself, and a band will probably get about $1,000 or $800 because, you know, they got more people. But one person down, and he's playing computerized. There's no more scratching, y'all, with albums no more. And I'm not saying that it's not art. I'm not saying that it's easy, but I'm saying that it's more electronic today without all the fanfare because basically it's right there with a touch of a button. So we're getting digitized right before our very eyes, and I think with the rap game going on the way it is, it helps this because it's so popular, and because we promote it, and we're the ones that are actually seen throughout the world as the biggest rappers. And you know, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Y'all know this to be true. Most of these rappers that are the older generation, they ain't even there. You know, they living. You'd be surprised. They're not living lavish. You know, they live in, but the ones that are at that level, like you say, I'm rich for life, that's a serious statement for everybody because if you're rich for life, that means you made an agreement for somebody to finance you. And that's when we get into a lot more of what's happening. Let me get some more people in this call, man, because it's getting on the last half hour. I see Perk been waiting for a long time. 6789, you've been waiting a long time. Was you on the air already?
What's going on?
Yes, sir. What's up, bro? How you feel? What's up, man?
Oh, my
What's
God.
Up?
I got so much to say, man.
Okay.
Hello?
Say it good. Yes, I hear you. Say it good, make it good, but make it not that long.
I'm on it right now. let me just go back, because I'm a hip-hop connoisseur. I'm from New York.
I'm the baby.
We're talking about hip-hop right now. He just made an interesting thing about the tones in the electronic beat. And I don't know, I may educate him tonight on this little thing. The first rap from New York who really started with that electronic was Tila Rock, but it's yours.
Right.
And then
that's
before
right.
that, you had he was a DJ and was DJ Infinity. And he was the one that introduced the electronic beat into the game, which changed the whole tone. And, you know what I'm saying, he messed it up, but, I mean, it is what it is. But it's like, I understand what the brother's talking about how the music has changed in the hip-hop game and where we are with it today as far as dealing with people from subconsciously and putting it in the beat. They was on us with that in New York from, like, 1984. And unfortunately, Tila Rock was the first one to introduce, and he said it in the song in his rap. If you ever listen to the song, it's yours. He's telling you,
mm-hmm.
electronic is going to take over. This is what it's going to be. So you was already programming the older generation and the newer generation into this electronic age, which Dr. Dre and all of them took over. And at the end of it, to me, I mean, being a hip-hop connoisseur, the West Coast really fucked up rap music. Excuse my language.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because they brought the gangster rap in. Before then, everybody was chilling. We had battles, but the battles was not where it was life-threatening. Most people were boasting
real.
And bragging about how good they were. You had MC Light. You had all these other MCs from the 80s and 90s. But when NWA came in the game, they changed up everything, and the radio snatched them up. And then you had real mortal battles going on. It wasn't no more about, I'm better than you, I got better sneakers than you, I'm better than you. It was. They took it to a physical level, and I know it's because you had the Bloods and Crips involved and all of that stuff. So they took it more seriously. So that sort of changed the whole foreground for all of this, man.
Hold on, Brother Driver, I want to ask you. Since you come from the area, and I got people up there too, I think the thing that we look at is, did the battle rapping and the hip-hop slow down the crime in ways because brothers had things to do other than, I mean, I'm not saying that street game didn't stop, but did it kind of get people on a different vibe of thinking? Because you had the 70s real rough, and you had hip-hop come in and kind of slow stuff down a little bit. Did that happen, or is that just a... Did it move the frequency of...
What do you mean by slow it down? Like, to me, it may sound arrogant, but I'm just going to have to keep it real with you. Growing up in the Bronx and listening to hip-hop, when I listened to West Coast rap, they was more ignorant. It was like more,
right.
It was something different in the music that made people really want to physically go out and hurt people. The way that the music was presented from N.W.A. Now, we have battle rappers. We had Funky 4+1, Flash. Nobody was going out doing that. They was battling in the park, Cedar Park, and all the... I went to a lot of them jams, and it was gunshots. Everybody, MCs came up. They had pools. They had routines. They were singing and rapping, and they were just battling about their skill level. Like KRS-One was a skill thing. When N.W.A. came in, they took it to a physical level. Like, New York wasn't dealing with none of that. New York was not dealing with none of that.
Let me get on to what you said. He made a point, because they were battling verbally, was no physical damage. You know, you might get a little, because I'm from that area too. You might get a little scuffle, but no guns were taken out until like we became like straight killers. That violence that came out the West, that's why I say they divided up East-West. We just spoke about that.
Yes, that is a demographic.
That's a demographic, so they could make us battle. And we've been doing it kind of ever since. But now it's like kind of all merged together now. They brought everything to the center now. So it's no real battle no more, but it's a control mechanism now to make everybody be misogynist. More women in these videos, which you've seen it coming, y'all. I think Miami Luke and them brought that Playboy strip club into the game. But even that was kind of fun, but it brought into the women being
NWA. And I'm gonna go back to what the brother said. Let me just say this, Rob, because he made a very good point. When you said that Dr. Dre said we rich for life, yeah, you're right. Because he signed his soul over in 1990 when they made 100 miles and running. They knew what they was going to be doing with this. They took it over, and they was like, we're going to have people fighting the police. Niggas make it killed in this, but this is what we're doing. Look at that video, 100 miles and running. We had never, New York had never even seen no video. I was like, yo, they running from police. That was all designed, and Dr. Dre was behind it. And no diss to Suge Knight, but he was down with it too. So we took to a whole nother level. Now we living in the remnants of what they did.
Well, you know, brother,
and we are.
If you look back on all of that, I just want to say this real quick. You see those brothers up front, but the hired hand was Jerry Heller, who was
I totally agree with you. But you know what? It takes two to make a contract. So, yeah, I'm going to say he's the mastermind, but you signed on the dotted line with them, and you knew
that's
that was
right,
going
right?
to fuck your people up.
Right.
You knew it was. You knew
right.
that
you know
there was no beautiful outcome
right.
with that, and you knew that.
You know what the contract?
So you
got to
take
here
responsibility
we go,
for that.
That's right.
Here we go with contract. Here we go with contract,
I got mad respect for Suge Knight because I listened to the clip that you played about him. Yeah, he done a Martin Luther King thing. He's like, oh, shit, I messed up. Let me tell you what this dude did to me. I'm glad that you said that he was honest enough to come out on a single and tell the truth. But, son, it's kind of late. They took the ball and ran with it already. They took
it
and they
gone. Let me drop this in. You know this. You probably already know about in the game deal. Is that he was trying to get, when he was dealing with Irv Gotti, he was dealing with Dame Dash, and all them cats, he was like, listen, man, they fucking us. They fucking us.
Yeah.
Dame Prince down there in Houston, man, they fucking us. And all of a sudden, you remember this, though, all them boys are going to jail, everybody going here, and I like 50 Cent, but he was right in there with that Jimmy Iovine stuff, and they saw Supreme was there, all them boys, they were trying to
sit
and Suge was about to go back, and that's what they did. Like I said from the beginning, you can't sign with the devil and think you can win. Sure won't win.
That's right.
You can't win.
Hold on. Time out. Now let me get New York. I ain't taking you out. But what should we call you? Because you always calling. I hate. What's your name? New York.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here. I'm hanging.
I'm gonna leave you.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna take you out because we gotta
be quiet. I'm gonna let you get your callers in. Go ahead.
No. I didn't say be quiet. I said I'm gonna keep you in because we got pretty much who's gonna stay in for the rest of the time. I'm gonna keep you in. You can talk because you know that New York is a state. I know it was a whole. We had Cold Crush Groove. We had a whole bunch. Shante Moore. We had all that.
Oh my God! I could go on. I still got their records, man. I got their records in my basement. But go ahead.
Now, what y'all think about this? And I'll start taking more calls in. If they are trying to set our young brothers up into this, let's just say this new masculine movement without women, that their designers are designer clothes, they're changing up so much. What do you think the black woman is her role in this music next? Because it seems like she only has one role left. And next thing you know, if they go totally masculine, they wouldn't be too many rappers or women in rap game, hardly. There's not that many now. What y'all think about the role of the women?
Can I say something about that real quick? Because that's an interesting
subject.
But now, I don't know if y'all want to be listening to me now because this is on some spiritual stuff. Now, the women played a major role in the early 90s, even in the 80s. I'm just dealing with New York, and I'm going to take it all over the globe with this rap. Yes, the women had a major role in the 90s. You had Queen Latifah. You had MC Light. You had Antoinette. You had so many MC women MCs. What they did now, like I said, everybody got their place in the sun spiritually now. Follow me. Spiritually. What they did is they eliminated the actual feminine woman, actually seeing her performing on stage and getting down.
Mm-hmm.
They done took that out of the man now. They done turned the man into that bitch. Excuse my language, but that's what it really is. You want to call a spade a spade. The man is the bitch now, and he performs what the woman would do. That's where we at with it spiritually in this thing. And I know it sounds kind of crazy as ever, but that's where we are with it. Like, they tell us, like, we don't need you. The guy is going to do what you do right now. We bringing that guy to him.
Hey,
bro,
you
right now. Hey, okay, you remember we're in a male-dominated society. We don't want to see no women.
Hold on, let me drop this out, bro. You remember when you would have a woman, they'd be dancing, and the brother want to see the woman dance, he'll sit back, he might do a little two-step. I heard later on, I haven't been to the club like I used to, they said they got niggas battling and cheek dancing. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. What in the world is that?
That's what you want to dance,
and then if y'all remember when this thing with this, what they call that stuff, it came out of, Atlanta, but they really had it in California, where they had these dudes dancing like girls, like they almost gyrating their body.
I want to say, I know what you're talking about. It's a style of music. I want to say thump, but it's not
pumping.
That's not the style. I know what you're talking about. Like a thump type of music.
When I seen that, I said, oh, my God, what the heck are they doing? Now, this is back early 2000s. Then Atlanta started doing it, that crump music. But it started out as crumping, and then it went to crump. And it was all this hollering. And then up in New York, you remember when Diddy came out and they was doing all this stuff, the Harlem Shake, not the one they did recently.
Right.
And I said, man, that's like a girl. Why are they doing that? But that's what they were doing.
Let me explain to you why they're doing it. They're doing it because that energy has got to be released. And nature, listen, let me just say it like this, because I'm talking about nature don't have no gender. Nature just knows that something needs to be put out when it needs to be put out. So we men have feminine and masculine energy. So whatever's going to be doing it at the time, what's popping is what nature's going to throw its energy into. And the woman was thrown to the back, so now you're going to use the man's feminine energy that we all have in us, and they're going to use it. So that's what they're doing. They only follow in nature, otherwise it wouldn't work. If it wasn't with nature, then it wouldn't work. But it's
hold on now.
We gotta look at it from a different perspective.
Hold on, let me because I'm gonna bring some more calls because there's a lot of y'all. Wait. Now I'm gonna bring in a few of y'all. Try not to go over each other because so I'm a referee. Y'all can make statements, but you gotta not go over each other so we can get some clips. Now. You just said something, New York, that was, and we all been saying this, when you take the man, and we said before, we have female in us. We were first female, y'all. We were first female, everybody, before we became into a man form. So, of course, we have the female principle. What they did is said, you know what, we're going to take the androgynous, because they know we got male and female in us, and now they said we'll eliminate the woman, and the man will be the one now. The new androgynous, and that's why they show you all the time androgynous looking men, so he can play all female and female. Go ahead.
And Brother Jawbone,
go ahead.
Do you remember now they got this big thing where they always show? And I'm gonna tell you, I'm a big Biggie and Tupac fan, but they use Pac like a dog. It was a shame.
They did.
I'm telling you, man, that brother loved New York, and he really loved the whole country, but he was from there, and I hate that they use that brother. They use him so bad, man. Some of the stuff that boy went through, man, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Okay,
man.
Look, can you hear me? Okay, I got everybody
in
here.
Hold
on, everybody.
Hello.
Everybody
what about
in.
The?
Go ahead. Somebody else. Talking.
Go ahead. Sister.
What about that new video that has come out with Shakira and Rihanna all over each other.
Yep.
You know, I mean, come on. You know, it's disgusting, and the music industry is just totally, to me, is totally satanic, Luciferian. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. I am very worried, okay, for our children's well-being, because it is spiritual. What the brother says, it is totally spiritual. And I'm very worried in also for our youth.
Yeah, it's
because we're having, you know, these children are putting, they're putting the music directly into their ears and going into their subconscious. And this is something that is being done on purpose. Music
has a
frequency level that is very, very low. And speaking about the frequency level, you know that Kanye West, he did that video called Runaway, where it's like real, like it. I mean, it's about, I think it's about my aunt, because you know, the specific character, the main character, is the woman with the wings. And
video,
you know which one I'm talking about.
Can I say something about Kanye West?
There is a part there where he's in this very large, like inside a warehouse, where he starts playing a certain note. And while I was watching this video, I started praying. Because I knew the Satanism, you know, the Satanism that was going through, that spirit, that demonic spiritual thing that was going through. Now, he started playing this one note in that piano. And that is the same note that is played in Wide Eyes Shut movie.
Time out. That's outrageous. Did y'all hear that? I want y'all to pay attention to that, because that Eyes Wide Shut movie by Stanley Kubrick, which I think your boy played in it.
Tom Cruise.
That's right. Tom Cruise played in it. And I'm going to tell y'all, Stanley Kubrick, a couple months later, was killed. Or he was murdered.
Yep.
So, and I want y'all to look it up so you know I'm not faking. Now let me get some more. I got 777 you in here. I got 8557 you in. Make y'all comments and kind of not to make it long because we want to keep getting there, but keep the flow going. Go ahead on 8557. What you been wanting to say so far? I know you've been waiting.
Well, I just wanted to add to the scientific research involving the music and the tones and the frequency. If, and Brother Mentu Hotel, I know you may be aware of this as well. If you there's a couple good YouTube videos. One is by an electrical engineer by the name of Eric Dollard. Last name is spelled D-O-L-L-A-R-D. Eric Dollard. And the title of it is called The Supernatural Power of Music. Now, he's a career electrical engineer, but he goes in depth and detail about the frequencies, the tones, and how they actually modulate and how the biological effects that the tones and frequencies have on the body. Also, there's a really good experiment about frequency that anyone can try, that can duplicate, anyone in their own home can duplicate this experiment. It's called the Dr. Emoto Water experiment, and that's Dr. Emoto spelled E-M-O-T-O. Look it up. Look up those two videos on YouTube. The water experiment is such that how you have these three cups of,
you can
communicate to the water, and it's
very
interesting. So you can do some extraordinary things. Once you drink that water, like you and I talked before, I'm working on a book called Secrets of Levitation. watch the Dr. Emoto water experience, and you'll see what I'm getting at. And also, like I said, Eric Dollar, Supernatural Power of Music. Thanks, Doc.
All right, let me get
to hotel. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, let me get a new caller. I got a new caller on the line. 9292. Oh, yeah, I'm making too much noise now.
9242, you on the line? 9242. Yes, peace family, how's everybody doing? Gavon, this is what's up, brother, how you guys doing? This is phenomenal right here, this is next level. The thing is, what I would like us to do as homework is get together and see how we're going to come together as a unit, and that's where the same thing is going to come in, how we're going to bring down this stuff. I'm listening to a lot of people talking about the music, how it has changed definitely. Being myself from the islands and growing up here, I have a very well diverse music culture because of the family here in the Caribbean and Africa and everywhere. Growing up in the south side of Chicago, also every summer, basically growing up in New York, if you're all at that time, the brother was talking about, you know what time, at that time in the 70s and 80s, when in Brooklyn, and everybody knew about Studio 54, anybody about DJ Cool Herc,
and the
type of music and the form, it was a totally different vibe. It was about me and you coming together, and the battles were really like how much lyrics, how much skills you got. There was nobody, no guns involved or nothing like that. It was about you coming out, how bad, and he said, how bad are you on the microphone?
Right.
Like I'm going to, you know, you got a crown. This brother got the crown over here in the Bronx, or we got my man over here. He got the crown in Brooklyn. It's about me and you battling. We'll see who can take the crown and then who can rock. Basically, this is what it was down to. It was who can rock the crowd. Basically, that's what it was down.
Exactly.
That's what it was all about. Who can rock the crowd? That's all it was about. But nowadays, with the frequencies and all of that, they're taking it to a whole different level with this mind control and everything that you see. And that's why a lot of people are listening to this. This is not fantasy. This is real people. When you sit down, like the brother said, you see a commercial and certain vibrations and stuff that they're using. They know more about our history and more about us than we do. That's why they spend countless and countless of billions of dollars digging up Kemet and other places where indigenous people live so they can find out more about you. Because think about it, how else are they going to conquer you if they don't know who you are?
Exactly.
Now, I'm gonna tell y'all something now, so we can get, because the show's about to cut. We're gonna stay on for a little bit longer. I just want to say that with all that's going on, we had Boy George. I want y'all to remember that. Now they've been practicing this for a long time. Boy George was a big hit for both U.S. and the world practically, and he had an androgynous look. And the reason why I say that is because this practice is now being, I'm going to have to cut people out because I'm hearing a lot of noise. I don't know where it's coming from. So this type of thing is not really new. I want y'all to know most, we got to be aware of this, y'all, they was changing that way since Little Richard. Little Richard was also in that period where they had the women, he started putting on makeup. This thing has been progressively growing, and to now it's out of control. That's where we at now. We're out of control right now. The stage has been set. We are at the out of control age. When you have so many people that are not sure about their sexuality, and being that we're going to have to do a show on this, because once you open up into music, you open up into the sex game. Because most people have sex with music a lot. So it's definitely something that's happening, and we need to explore that. And make it brief. We got to give everybody. Go ahead.
Listen, with that deal, you are so right. Right now, it is completely out of control. It's ridiculous. And if we don't do something right now, our children are the one that's gonna pay for this. Do you know that? I don't know. Most of you on the show probably already know this. Do you know that every sitcom that comes out, every new sitcom, If you have a new show, bring it to your producer and it goes aired on TV. Do you know that it has to go in front of a panel? Listen very closely. It goes in front of a panel, and that panel is a bunch of homosexuals. And they have the say-so in Hollywood what goes on TV and what does not go on TV. I don't know how many of you know this.
With you with that. I agree with you with that.
I've heard of it, brother.
By the way the shows is being developed that it's homosexual influence on. You can tell. Women and men. But
okay,
I just want to make one point. I just want to say one thing, Drop Bones. I just want to jump to Kanye West for a minute because everybody's sort of like dogs him. They need to go see that show. When Malika just said about demonic, no, she's wrong. Listen, if you look at Kanye West's show, when he does the thing with Jesus Christ, yes, that's a ceremony. But that's a ceremony for us. No matter what people may think about him, he's from the south side of Chicago. He's doing what he got to do to trap Kanye West because he's getting a very bad rap. You got to listen to what – you got to see his show. The show when he comes on and he got the white Jesus in front of him and he becomes
right.
– it's transference of the scepter. It's giving it back to black Jesus. A lot of people don't even understand that unless you go see the show. You have
to go see the show.
Oh my God, you got a white Jesus giving a scepter back to a black Jesus. Like, wow.
That's interesting. I did not know that. That's the ceremony that he's performing. Now, that's very interesting. Did not know. Let me get one more caller, and I'm going to shut the calls down. 1-877. 1-877. 1-877.
You're on the air. Okay. Good evening. I just wanted to make a comment to the panel. I was not aware of, I learned quite a bit. Now that we know the real players in the music industry, where does that leave us tonight, especially for our up-and-coming rappers that want to get into the music career? Knowing the enemies and knowing the industry, what do they do from now? What do they do from here?
Montu, go ahead and answer that.
Well, here's the thing with what we do. A lot of these shows are basically here to put the information out. We have to get think tanks all around the country. And when I say think, I'm talking about like how they do their think tanks. See, they just don't talk. They put out, they implement solutions to problems, and they implement them, and they go forward. Sometimes us as black folks, we'll talk about it all day long, but won't do nothing. So these shows are just to put it out there. But everybody who's listening, get yourself together, get you a think tank. But remember, be sure who you put in that think tank because they got agents, okay? So just be very, very careful when you do that because you get an agent in there, they have you all, if you're really doing something positive, they have you all in trouble somewhere.
Well, yeah. I want to say this, though. That makes sense, and I want y'all to realize when we say think tank, it doesn't take a lot of people. It just takes enough that you feel comfortable with who talks similar to how you talk, and the timing feels like, hey, let's do something to strengthen our goals of getting through this. Because, again, like the brother said before, the music ain't going nowhere. It's making money. The conditions are going to change because of that music, and we need to be prepared with that change. So when we call out this think tank, we're not saying, don't go in there and say in this think tank, when we going to do this, unless you're going to put some physical energy into what you're going to say in that think tank. And also, don't look for miraculously all who trying to do this across the country, simultaneously all of a sudden you think things are going to be all right in a month. It took us a long time to get in this, and you have to look at what you're dealing with. So don't get upset. Don't get discouraged. I'm going to give you something that's going on. When they went to Berlin for that treaty to take over the continent of Africa, every one of them countries in Europe was at war. Every single one. They were killing each other just as brutal as they was killing blacks and Chinese. They were killing each other up in Europe. They ain't care. Bombing everything. But when it got to the point when they said, you know, we don't bomb ourselves so badly, we got to have a land where we can use to reproduce what we just destroyed. And they went to that conference and stayed in there as long as it took. And when they came out, they had carved up one of the greatest continents on the planet Earth. To this day, they still own that continent. Go ahead, Montu.
Let me say this here, people. I'm going to drop two jewels. I'm going to let you take it on in. Brother Dry Bones.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
The first jewel is, did you hear what Brother Dry Bones said, people? He said they went in and stayed in there for hours. Here's the thing with us as black folks. They said that, I don't know if y'all remember, back in the 90s, they said black folks' attention span was no better than 30 minutes. They said an hour can't have it. That's why we didn't have hour-long shows. But they said our attention, they laughed at us. But let's be real. We get these things, and everybody, oh, man, I want to go home. Man, I'm tired. But look how these people were dedicated to make sure that their people survived, that they stayed in there for the better of their people, not our people, their people, and came out with a plan that today is still implemented and going strong. People, we're going to come out of this. We got to start loving ourselves and wanting to make sure our children together. And if we ought to come to a decision and make some real good plan thing all night, if it comes a couple of days, and keep a mouth shut. That's one thing about these people, death before dishonor. They are not telling you. Because if they tell you, them people will kill their own folks. We got to learn to keep a mouth shut, like being in jail. You know, snitches get stitches. You know what I'm saying? We get out and tell everybody the whole entire thing. For half over. Now, that's one thing. The second thing, I promise you, in any state, you will find a pyramid somewhere on some building, and late at night, it will shine. What are they doing with these things? What's in there? I promise you, every city has a pyramid somewhere. They have copied our signs. There ain't no devil worshiping stuff. They've copied our signs, and they're using this stuff against us. And they got us scared of it. If we use the same thing, we would beat them. But we can't beat them if we ain't using it. That's the last jewel I want to leave, brother, and I hope everybody enjoyed the show.
All right. Well, I know the show's lit up. It's a good, beautiful time for us to say, we thank you, brother, for taking the time out on this Wednesday night to throw the knowledge out there. I think it was very important for the people to know that the music industry, you heard this, you heard others, but that perspective, what we're talking about, the male and female energy that is getting ready to be exploited, was well done, man. Thank you. And, of course, you know you'll be back on there. We ain't going to keep you off the air. You can't keep light out the air. So we got to make sure we bring you back. So for all you out there, Monday night. No problem, but Monday night, we're going to have Brother Sharif, and we're going to get a lot of, he's on a new radio show, and we want to hear what he got to say about some of the things that have been going on, and new perspective, new strategies on how to maneuver yourself through commerce, which is something that y'all already doing. I want y'all to realize y'all already maneuver just by the fact that you are able to eat, sleep, drink, and get yourself to your locations, you already maneuvering. When you're not doing that your boat is sunk. So, good night.